Ordinance is adopted. Carla, please read item 185.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary property rights necessary for construction of the Northeast Columbia, Cully Boulevard, and Alderwood Road intersection improvements project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Great. So this item will allow transportation to begin the acquisition of needed property to construct important improvements to the Northeast Columbia and Cully corridor. Marty Maloney with Transportation Right-of-Way Acquisition will explain in more detail the process here, and it's my understanding that we've been in contact with the one business that would be impacted by this acquisition, Hagerman Inc. of Umatilla, Oregon, and those conversations have gone well. I'll leave it up to Marty to expand on those comments. Please proceed.
Commissioners, my name is Marty Maloney with PBOT Right-of-Way. The agenda item in front of you is to authorize eminent domain authority as well as the ability to offer just compensation for the needed permanent and temporary property rights associated with the Northeast Columbia, Cully Boulevard, and Alderwood intersection improvement project. The project will reconstruct the Northeast Columbia, Northeast Alderwood Road intersection and provide signalization to the intersection. The project will also add shoulders and sidewalk at the intersection and restripe the left turn pockets at eastbound Columbia Boulevard to northbound Alderwood Road. All affected property owners have been informed about the city's need for the property rights and have been invited to attend the reading of this council agenda item. I'd be happy to answer any questions council might have at this time.
Any questions? All right. Thank you. Carla, is there any testimony?
Yes. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
All right. So
thank you, Madam
I'm
President.
Assuming the testimony is going to be pertinent.
Yes.
Relevant to the item at hand.
Yes. In the Halsey, I just really, it's actually, especially particularly on this one, I don't understand how eminent domain and temporary property rights go together. I noticed there was permanent ones here, but I was glad that you mentioned Hagerman from Umatilla owning the land.
They don't own it. They actually lease it from the railroad.
Oh, our friends.
Yeah, so it's about a 15-foot strip. Oh, we're going to get staff up here to clarify
it.
Awesomeness.
So actually, it was a private property owner, Beal, that owns the property that they leased to Hagerman.
Okay.
There also is a lease from U of P as well that Beal has, and Hagerman uses that. So it's
okay.
Kind of convoluted.
It is convoluted. Anyway. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, I would love it if it was even slightly more convoluted. I guess the homeless camping, urban impact reduction, or hooker, or whatever. You know, many times when you deal with these properties, there's sometimes displacement of already displaced people. I don't think there's anybody we need to particularly protect out there. But when we have these little traditional forms that come up on every one, it's still, we're moving very slowly. The Foster Road shelter hasn't opened. So it'd be,
Mr.
Johnson,
in
our best city, the impact on people who reside in that area but aren't normally looked at as residents is an issue. But thank you very much, Commissioner.
Okay. It's currently used as a storage space for Hagerman. So as far as I know, it is not a camp, an informal campsite.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any further questions on this item? For staff? No? Okay, thank you. This is an emergency item. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
I'm glad we finally got to hear it after many times of trying. Thank you very much for checking with all the property owners. There's no opposition to this, is my understanding. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, and aye. The